Welcome to Vladimir Savchuk's podcast. Our ministry exists to reach people globally and to disciple them digitally. If you have not done so, would you help me to bring a greater exposure to the biblical teaching by leaving a review on this podcast and share it also on your social media platform? Let's dive into this episode. How do you do a long fast the right way? Now, in this video, we will talk more about 21-day fasting and as well as the 40-day fasting. And mainly, when we're talking about fasting, we're referring to going without food, only water, for the spiritual reasons of seeking God. We're not talking about losing weight, we're not talking about starvation, and we're not talking about a diet. A biblical fast is without food for spiritual reasons. Basil, the bishop of Caesarea, said the following: fasting begets prophets and strengthens strong men. Fasting makes lawgivers wise. It is the soul's safeguard and the body's trusted comrade, the armor of the champion and the training of the athlete. The meaning of the word fast is one who has not eaten, who is empty, to be without food or hungry, suffering hunger, and usually fasting. So that is the meaning of the word fasting. Now, if we look at the fasting in the Old Testament, we will see that people fasted as a way to express sorrow. We see Moses fasted before receiving commandments. Daniel fasted before receiving visions. Fasting expresses submission to God, whether it's in the case of individuals or people in general. And the only law to fast was on the Day of Atonement. In the New Testament, Jesus begins his ministry with the 40-day fast, corresponding to Moses. As Jesus is the mediator of the New Covenant who received God's revelation, he fasts in order to be equipped to confirm his messianic dignity and power. For Jesus, fasting is about service to God and a sign of true conversion. It must be done in secret and not to be accompanied by open signs of mourning, which was the lifestyle of fasting of the Old Testament. If you go to the early church, you will see that voluntarily fasting was on specific days, and it actually returned to the early church. It was Wednesday and Friday that the early church fasted, but it was not forced. It wasn't a law. It was something that you do on volunteer basis. They would also fast during Easter in the second century. They would fast before water baptism and before communion. And the reasons for fasting was to strengthen prayer, to prepare for revelation, to express sorrow, and to help the poor with the food saved while you're fasting, and to reconcile back to God through confession of sin. Now, abstaining from all food for extended periods of fasting is biblical, but it was rare and unusual in the scripture. Extended period I'm talking about, not just a few hours or a day, but extended period. I'm talking about 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, 21 days, or 40 days. It was practiced, but it was rare. To say that every single believer in the Old Testament or New Testament went on a 40-day fast or 21-day water fast, we don't see that in the Bible. And I don't believe that anybody should do it without proper counsel, guidance from the Lord, and appropriate supervision. The maximum length of an adult fast that is biblically supported is 40 days without food for a male adult in a good health and 3 days without water. If you're considering a prolonged water fast, here are a few things I want you to keep in mind. Number one is the right time. Don't fast, don't go for a prolonged fast if you're pregnant or nursing. Also, if you're under 18 years of age. Minors are discouraged from fasting food and should not engage in fasting without express parental consent and oversight. Minors who desire to fast should be encouraged a non-food abstaining, such as movies, TVs, internet, video games, and other entertainment. If all the teenagers feel like fasting, then they should get their parents' permission, and we encourage them to either use juice or some protein drinks to sustain them so that they could also be able to function in school and do other activities. Now, I started a life of fasting, but it was more of like 1 day, 3 days as a teenager. And my parents were aware, our church was doing it. And so that's why it was acceptable. Anything longer than that, I think you have to be a little bit of age and you have to be also extremely cautious. If you're thinking about going a 21-day water fast, you need to check with your doctor. If you're taking any prescriptions or over-the-counter medications to treat pre-existing conditions. And fasting might be a bad idea if you have some sort of an event coming up that requires a lot of your physical energy. Or if you're doing a job that requires your mental focus to be sharp all the time. Like maybe you're driving a truck or you're working on construction. So to take a fast for 21 days on water, you have to consider those things. Is this the right time for you? Are you the right person for that? Meaning, are you pregnant? Are you maybe a minor or you're nursing? And so as much as you would want to do that, you need to consider these things. It's not just spiritual. This is also physical. So that's one thing that I would consider. But if you are a person who is healthy and the work that you do is not necessarily that requires constant mental sharpness and you sense the leading from the Lord, then let's go to question number two, is the motive. Fasting, prolonged fasting, should never be forced. It is always voluntary. Though spiritual leaders may invite you to join in the corporate fasting with a specific goal in mind for a specific time, fasting should never be forced or made something that you're made to do it. 40-day fasts have always been spirit-led, and they're not something that you imitate somebody who has done it. Even 21-day water fast is something you have to let the Lord lead you. Now, I can plant the seed and say, hey, consider this, but you need the Lord to lead you. Moses was invited to a 40-day fast on the mountain. Elijah was given angels' food before going on a 40-day walk and fast. Jesus was led into the wilderness to fast for 40 days. From my example is that, you know, I was at the age of 35, I think 35 or 34, forgot already, a few years ago, when I felt led to do a 40-day fast. It was a strong leading from the Holy Spirit. My plan was 21 days, but then 6 days into it, there was a strong leadership of the Lord. I mean, it was as clear as day to do it. Now, physically, I feel like weight to lose 40 pounds because you're ultimately going to lose about 40 pounds. And so if some people are very lean, it's extremely unhealthy. It was a really powerful season and experience for me. And it's not something I'm going to probably do unless the Lord leads again. But something that I do want to practice regularly is to do 21 days of fasting on water, which I think it has a lot of health benefits. And I'm also in a very healthy physical state to do that. I prepare for that ahead of the time mentally, and I ask the Lord to lead me. Even though if I make a goal in January to do a 21-day fast, I still ask the Lord to lead me because I don't want something that I just make a goal. I want to fast 21 days. I want the Lord to lead me into that so that my motives is obedience and being led by the Lord. The third thing that I want to mention about a prolonged fasting is the right start. So I mentioned the right time, the right motive, and then the right start. Picking out before starting this prolonged fast shows that your heart posture is wrong. When you're trying to stuff yourself the night before going on an extended fasting, that shows already you're a glutton and you need to break that off. The best thing to do is to slow down your heavy foods before you get into a prolonged fasting. Cut back on the caffeine before you start fasting. It will decrease your headaches. Cut back on solid foods a few days beforehand and begin to prepare your heart in prayer and repentance, asking the Lord to lead you and strengthen you in that fast. The fourth thing that I want to mention, and this is the one that everybody always asks. So what is the right thing to do? What do you do during the prolonged fasting? The first 72 hours of the prolonged fasting is usually the hardest. There's a lot of things that are happening in your body, and I won't go through that, but it's the hardest, first 3 days. The headaches and all of the stuff that you experience sometimes is not a sign that you need to quit. It's more of like it's a sign that your body is getting rid of a lot of toxins. The other part that I would like to highlight is that you need to wash your face and brush your teeth, because typically you would have a really bad breath. Even Jesus said to wash your face. Metabolism starts to convert fat cells into fatty acid so that your fat starts melting and breaking out, usually through exhaling. So the fat begins to come out through your exhaling. That's why you usually have really bad breath during that time. It starts exiting your body through breathing. That's another reason why you need to brush your teeth. Don't drink too much water. Drinking water is good, but when you begin to drink too much water while you're fasting and you drink nonstop like a camel, you're going to wash off a lot of your nutrients. And so I encourage personally is to add low-calorie electrolytes to your water. So I would drink water with electrolytes. I get them at Costco. I would add mineral salt to my water. It's not required, but it does help a little bit. And I switch up normal water with electrolytes with coconut water, because it does have a particular thing that helps with, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to comment on a lot of this stuff, but it does have a lot of electrolytes and other stuff. It is wise to abstain from strong drinks or caffeinated drinks, sugary drinks during a fast, especially stuff with artificial sweeteners found in diet drinks. Avoid soy protein drinks, which have been known to cause health problems while fasting. Now, if you are on a juice fast, let's say you can't do water fast, but you're doing a juice fast, you know, try to drink raw fruit juices such as apple, grape, pineapple, which are excellent sources of necessary natural sugar to stabilize blood sugar and keep energy levels up. Orange and grapefruit juice are also good, but these are not recommended for arthritis and allergy sufferers. And there's other advice on juices and all of that that I'm not going to go into, because this video particularly mainly deals with people who will do a prolonged water fast. I also encourage not to do heavy exercises, but still to walk 10 or 25 minutes a day. Minor exercises like walking is the most practical ancient form of exercise. Your body's go-to supply of fuel and sugar will run out within a day or two of fasting. Only at this point, your body moves to its backup fuel source, which is the fat. And fat is something that a lot of us have plenty of. And it's something that you have pretty much about 68 days worth of fat fuel for your body to feed on. So don't worry, you're not gonna starve to death if you're normal weight, because your body has enough fuel to pretty much run about 68 days. This means that when you fast, not only is your body not hungry, but you actually have opened doors for all you can eat buffet for your body to begin to eat the storage that some of us have plenty of. And your body begins to eat that and process that. And that's why about sixth day or fifth day, you stop feeling hungry. You just start craving food, maybe because, you know, it's mental, but the physical hunger actually goes away. A lot of the hunger just remains right here. And so a little bit of exercise like walking, nothing super intense, is very helpful for you to stay active and for your body to keep on burning the fat. I encourage to fill your free time with reading, praying, and journaling. If you're fasting, it's extremely counterproductive to watch TV, news, and movies, and do all of this stuff. Do a soul detox. As a detox is happening in your body, let it happen in your soul as well. Just unplug, disconnect. Jesus tells us that this kind does not leave but by prayer that connects you to God, and fasting disconnects you from the world. People who only fast but don't pray, they don't get the benefits that are spiritual. And so that's something that I would encourage that I would do during the prolonged fasting. Now, the part that is the most important one if you do a prolonged fasting is the right way to end the long extended fast. The longer you fast, the longer it will take you to come out of it. When you're breaking a fast, 10 days or more, The break-in period should be extended one day for every 4 days of fasting. So 21-day fast should take at least 3 days to come out of it. A 40-day fast should take at least 7 days to come out of it. If you come out of a 21-day water fast in 3 hours, you can hurt yourself and cause damage to your intestines and to your digestive system that cannot be, might not be reversed. And you can actually have a permanent damage to your digestive system. So if you're 21-day fasting, it takes at least 3 days to get out. If you're 40-day fast, at least 7 days. For some people, it's way longer, depending on your body. You should never break the long fast with a normal meal. Now, I understand this is, pretty much everybody knows, but I can't tell you how many people eat normal meal after an extended fast. Eating animal proteins, bread, sugar, dairy, or processed foods, it can produce serious discomfort, stomach cramps, nausea, weakness, and it can nullify the physical benefits of fasting. It can also cause serious, irreversible complications. And in some cases, it can cause physical death, where you can actually die because of coming out of a fast too fast. Coat your stomach by drinking water from cooked rice. It's something I do, is that I come out of the extended fast by first drinking water from cooked rice. Not eating cooked rice, but drinking water from cooked rice. And then I take water-based broths that are good for coming out of fast, like I cook a tomato, steam some vegetables, bone broth, and just a little bit of it every maybe 4 hours or 5 hours based on how I feel in my health and just not going too fast. That's just the big thing, is slowly coming out. Adding tofu to your broths helps to add substance and is less solid than potato or rice in the soups. Avoiding solid foods for days and meat for at least a week is the wise thing to do. Some juices can be good, but you have to monitor juice acidity carefully because it can cause some pretty bad things in your stomach. Raw vegetable juices such as carrot and celery and beets and green vegetable combinations are excellent as well. Soft, sweet fruits like melon, watermelon, mango, papaya are good to follow after water-based broths. Don't take somebody's experience who came out of a long fast without paying attention to your own body and to your own needs. Otherwise, you can damage yourself permanently. And so, extended fasting, if the Lord leads you to it, may God bless you. May God strengthen you. There's beautiful benefits from that. I don't believe it's for everybody. I don't think everybody can do it. I don't think it's something that should be forced. But if you are going to go into it, do it the right way. Start the right way. Do it for the right reasons. Do it at the right time. And then when you're in it, do the right things and come out of it the right way. And you will see that there will be right results from that extended long fasting. Hey, let me know in the comments below what your thoughts are on this video, and have you ever done an extended fast? Was it a Daniel's fast, or was it a full water-only fast? What was your experience like? Or do you desire to do it one day? We just released a book called Fast Forward. Talks about accelerating a spiritual life through fasting. We have an e-course on fasting. And I also am starting a challenge, depending on when you're watching this video, on fasting as well. All of that information is in the description below. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, click on the bell so you can be reminded each time that we upload new content. Sign up for my emails, which I release every single week, and become a partner if that's something that the Lord puts on your heart, if this ministry was a blessing to you. God bless you. Until next time, happy fasting. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you were encouraged, challenged, and also blessed. As always, don't forget to subscribe as well as to leave a review so that it could help us to reach other people. And share this episode with your friends and your family on social media. If God puts on your heart to support this ministry, your support will help us to reach more people for Jesus. Go to my website and you can find out so much more free resources, from reading plans, blogs, e-courses, and so much. And all of my stuff is free of charge. God bless you. Until next time.